From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. I'm your host, Jash Kriplani. When it comes to investing, there is one sentiment you should absolutely avoid, and that is FOMO, or fear of missing out. Often when a particular asset class has seen a large move, investors get FOMO, but such FOMO can lead to poor investment decisions as the asset valuations are usually at their peak when FOMO starts to kick in. Any small issue in the asset class can lead to huge correction as investors are expecting best case scenarios and then they start to panic sell. In today's episode, we are joined by Tarun Birani, founder of TBNG Capital Advisors, to tell us more about how FOMO works and how one can avoid it.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Tarun, welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. It's really great to have you here. So Tarun, you recently also wrote about fear of missing out and how that can actually negatively impact one's investing. Can you tell us what led you to write this particular article and why you think FOMO can be really dangerous as a sentiment when it comes to investing?
Thank you. Thank you, Jash, for having me on your show. So I'll tell you when I've been asked to look at one topic where I can give my comments, my insights. So I was reviewing, a lot of thoughts were going on, and I felt in the current times where every other day, I keep hearing about never miss IPOs. I keep hearing about a lot of NFOs coming in, a lot of the time-bound opportunities kind of things, messages keeps coming, a lot of stock tips flowing all over the place. A lot of my friends and relatives keeps checking with me whether this investment, what is your view about it, which I always tell them I really don't know about such things. But I think that gave me a thought that there is something brewing in the market, right? And which is letting a lot of people who don't understand that space well are venturing into it without knowing where they are going, right? So, अपने जब फ्लाइट लेते हैं तो मैं बॉम्बे से दिल्ली जा रहा हूँ तो मुझे पता होता है मैं दिल्ली जाने वाला हूँ, राइट? पर यहाँ पे लोगों को पता नहीं है वो जा कहाँ रहे हैं. आई थिंक दैट इज माई बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम, वेयर यू डोंट नो वट इज योर एंड डेस्टिनेशन इज गोइंग टू बी, राइट? एवरीबडी फील्स दैट इट इज जस्ट लाइक अ शॉर्ट टर्म अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड लेट्स मेक द मोस्ट ऑफ इट, एंड माई फ्रेंड रिलेटिव नेबर हैज मेड अ लॉट ऑफ मनी इन इट एंड लेट मी ऑल्सो वेंचर इन टू इट. सो दैट फीलिंग, राइट? एंड आई एम श्योर इट हैपेंड विद मी माई सेल्फ ऑल्सो मेनी टाइम्स, राइट? सो मुझे ऐसा लगता है जब मेरे खुद के साथ ये हुआ है, एंड आई एडवाइज पीपल ऑन मनी मैनेजमेंट, सो आई थिंक समबडी हु इज नॉट इन दिस बिजनेस और नॉट प्रोफेशन, देन फॉर हिम इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू मैनेज, राइट, दिस पार्ट.
इन योर ओपिनियन, what really drives this fear of missing out? We have a lot of new age, it's not just new age companies like coming for IPOs, but now we have even new age asset classes that have emerged. Is that one of the reasons that is really making people more and more putting them in this FOMO mode?
मुझे लगता है सबसे ज्यादा इसके अंदर जस्ट द हर्ड मेंटेलिटी पार्ट टेक्स द बिगेस्ट रोल इन दिस, राइट? वेयर वी ऑल थिंक अलाइक, राइट? आई थिंक दैट इज द जनरल प्रिमाइस ऑफ FOMO, राइट? दैट एवरीबडी थिंक्स इन अ सिमिलर वे, एंड यू कैन सी द एसेट प्राइजेस mispricing also happens because everybody start thinking like that. We have seen this in 2000 tech bubble. We have seen where most of the tech stocks, which were like trading at making no profits, but overnight those stocks have become like 400% return, 500% returns those have given, right? In 2008, we have seen the infrastructure kind of boom, right? Where companies which are like making no earnings, no profits, have got crazy valuations, right? With the high debt and everything. We have seen this happening in crypto recently, where after 2000, we have seen crypto going at a different level. So yeah, you're right. I think the asset classes level pay FOMO plays out. But the main, according to me, it plays out because of herd mentality, because everybody thinks alike, right? Everybody feels that boss, like gold is rallying. Everybody feels gold is the next big thing, right? Everybody wants to participate in that rally. Emotions are one of the very, very big problem of a FOMO kind of situation, because we as human beings, we are very emotional people, right? So greed and fear are like the biggest emotions, right?
Yeah.
Wo emotions hume overtake kar lete hai. At many times, these emotions overtake, and our decision-making power, where you, in a sound decision-making, we look at a lot of data, we analyze a lot of things, and after that, we make decision. But whenever this next big idea kind of discussions happen, and the emotions are very high on, let's say, greed, right? You compromise on data, you compromise on analysis, you compromise on a lot of things, right? So that has been the general pattern. Maybe, I don't know, Jesh, whether I answered your question.
Yeah. No, that's an interesting point, Tarun. And Tarun, fundamentally, iska kya impact hota hai? For example, jaise aapne cryptocurrency ki baat ki. We saw the prices skyrocketing. Yeah, you know, for that matter, if there is any stock or a sector, tech, जैसे आपने बात किया, तो we saw, you know, valuations run up sky high. So fundamentally, why is it a problem? A, is it because valuations run up a lot, much beyond probably on-ground reality? And secondly, is it also because of this kind of FOMO mentality, ये stocks, asset classes, या सेक्टर इनके यू नो वैल्यूएशंस देन आर डेंजरसली इन बबल टेरिटरी आर दीज टू द मेजर फंडामेंटल रिस्क दैट यू सी ड्यू टू द फोमो मेंटालिटी
नो यू आर राइट जश आई थिंक मोस्ट ऑफ दीज प्लेसेस wherever this FOMO kind of mispricing you can see in asset classes, stocks, you will find them, they will have a surge in prices like never before. This is one pattern which we have observed. Another thing is, I think if you look at valuation levels, like if I take a, let's say, a small cap as a category today, small cap general average as a category trades at X valuation, but today I can see most of the stocks in small cap or penny stocks are trading, let's say, 2x, 3x times the general thing. So this will give you a very clear cut indication what's there. How can things go right so much, right? I think you need to question that. It's too good to be true, right? I think that is one pattern one can observe. But fundamentally, I have seen that whenever this kind of situation happens, the prices go berserk. I think you can't rationally discuss those prices. Rational discussion hota hi nahi hai, and the perceived risk is very low. I remember when the PE of the stocks become 8P, 10PP, and when you've seen last 6 months of fall in the market, let's say 30% fall or 20% fall, at that time, the perceived risk is so much, even at that low valuation, people will not come and buy stocks, right? Or buy asset classes. But whenever you will see a situation where they are trading 2 times, 3 times, at that time, the perceived risk is so low. But we are ready to venture into something which we don't understand, right? So I think that is...
Sure. And, the most important question, probably this may or may not be the last question, but it can be an important question. And that is, Tarun, what about how people should safeguard themselves against FOMO mentality? Because when markets run up or asset class or asset prices run up, whether it's crypto or, you know, any sector, we see a lot of thematic funds coming up. We see, you know, we see all kind of things. I mean, basically the customer or the investor at the end of the day is flooded with calls from his bank RMs, insurance RMs who have their own targets to meet, and they are telling or driving the narrative that, if you miss out, you miss out big time. So how does an investor kind of protect him or herself against these narratives?
So the most important thing one can do is, first of all, you need to investor education. That is one area where I think हमको बचपन से school college के अंदर personal finance के बारे में कभी सिखाया नहीं गया था. And I think just you guys are doing a great job in telling us stories every day about it, right? So that is one area where everybody should start educating themselves more about investment. That is one area I feel can do a lot of good, where if you understand different behavior biases, right? हमारे जो bias होते हैं, जैसे herd mentality है, कैसे हम herd mentality को avoid करें? I think if people are aware of that, maybe whenever that opportunity kind of message comes to them, I think they will restrain themselves, right? Ki boss, okay, I don't need to really or quickly act on it immediately. That is one area. Jab bhi aapke paas time-bound decision lene wale ideas aaye, mujhe lagta hai ki those are things where you should get extra alert at that point of time. Ki boss, this is just 3 days opportunity. This is just 10 days opportunity. The best investments are more enduring in nature, right? These are opportunities which are long term in nature, right? It is not like ki tum aaj hi dal ke sab paisa ban jayega. So that is also one thing which time bound ke liye jab bhi decision making aaye, that time maybe investors should their bulb should get come up, right? Ki no boss, this is something I don't need to act immediately. Wow. जब भी कोई बड़ा decision लेना हो, take your time, take 2 to 3 days to take a decision on it, sleep over it. I think that is also one good way, which I also follow. Whenever an opportunity kind of keep coming to me, I defer it for 2 days, 3 days, take my time to review, go through the data, and then maybe I will take decision. It is quite possible कि बहुत बार ऐसा आपको लगेगा कि no, I am missing out, the stock has run up. It is quite possible that will happen. But my analysis has been 80-20, अगर आप उसका करेंगे ना, 80% of the time it will give you better results compared to taking a very quick decision on anything. Apart from that, maybe strategy versus opportunity, that is also one thing one should always look at. Most of the time, people look at opportunity only, but they don't act as a strategic, whether it fits in your overall goal and purpose or not, right? So whenever you do investing, I think the most important part is to make the buckets in 3 parts, safety bucket, stability bucket, and the aspirational bucket, right? The safety bucket is a bucket you need this contingency-oriented money, right? So this money, I am not interested in making, let's say, into an investment which is like can be very volatile, right? I want safer asset for contingency asset. Stability oriented, I want market driven return where I can let's say beat inflation by good margin. That is what I am looking at. So asset classes like equity, mutual funds, oriented funds, equity oriented funds can participate. But aspiration is where, jab aapka safety or stability, maybe your kids' future education, maybe your financial freedom or financial planning oriented goals are taken care of. To uske baad mein jo paisa bach gaya hai, if somebody tells me and come up with me, why don't you invest into cryptocurrency? This is the next big thing, right? Trust me, I don't know what is going to happen. But let's say, since my safety and stability is taken care of, let's say I can allocate a X amount and tomorrow, even if it becomes zero, it is not going to hurt me. That is also one very good way to ensure that you are not going to park your money in something which is undesirable in a very large proportion. Because I come across a lot of people who put 80% of their net worth in financial assets in one big idea like that, right? And they end up making or destroying their entire net worth because of that bad decision. So one can sharply make their safety, stability.
But I think one more thing, if you can also highlight, I think a core and satellite approach also can be taken for your investment portfolio, right?
Yeah, so I think that is also a good approach, where the core approach is not something which you keep revisiting every day, right? The core portfolio, maybe a 70% or 80% of your portfolio, you have allocated for your safety and stability goals. And the tactical part of the piece, which is like more opportunistic, more tactical, is something which you can keep revisiting from time to time based on the trends in the market, right? So let's say currently manufacturing as a theme is looking very interesting today because of the government's renewed push on manufacturing. You can look at some portion of your tactical portfolio into asset classes which can help you benefit from the manufacturing. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Thank you so much, Tarun, for joining us today and sharing all those insights. I'm sure our listeners would have loved all those insights and would make most of it for their own investment journey. Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. If you liked this episode and would like to hear two more such interesting conversations, do log into our channel, Why Not Mint Money, on Spotify as well as other platforms, where you will find me omnipresent. Also, if you have any new ideas or suggestions, you can DM me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @JashKriplani, that is JashKriplani. Or y'all can always mail to us at mintmoney@livemint.com.
Stay updated on this podcast. Follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.